We begin in Sudan, where there's heavy fighting between the army and paramilitary rapid support forces. The battle between the two has intensified in southern Khartoum, where rapid support forces claim to be inside a weapons factory in the area of Yarmouk. Let's go live to Heba Morgan, who joins us now from Omdurman. Can you just bring us up to date with the latest, exactly where this huge fire has broken out?
Well, the fire broke out at a warehouse near a weapons manufacturing company that belongs to the Sudanese armed forces in the southern part of the capital, Khartoum. That's where there's been intense fighting on Tuesday, and a fighting that continued in the early hours of Wednesday and still continues at this moment. The rapid support forces claims that it is now in control of that weapons manufacturing company, the biggest in the country that manufactures all the weapons for the Sudanese armed forces. We spoke to army sources and asked them what the situation was on the ground, and they say that fighting is still very much ongoing. Residents say that they can hear loud explosions. They can hear heavy artillery around the areas near the factory that manufactures the weapons for the Sudanese army. They also say that they can hear the fighter jets flying overhead and that there's been airstrikes launched around that area. So fighting is still ongoing. The rapid support forces say that they are in control of that manufacturing company. But people are really concerned because, again, this is a weapons manufacturing company. Any kind of activity, especially fighting around it, and it lies in the middle of a residential area, residents will be caught up in the middle in this fighting between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army as they try to gain control of this manufacturing company.
Yeah, we've just been watching some of the live pictures of this fire. It really is huge. Can you just tell us a little bit about the impact that it could potentially have on the civilians that are still nearby?
Well, it's a warehouse that contains fuel and gas and is adjacent to a weapons manufacturing company. People who live in that area who we spoke to say that there's been loud explosions about 2 hours ago, that the area around the warehouse and the company is now out of power and that there's no water, and there are concerns because there are fuel in that area, because there's gas in that area that is resulting in this fire and to continue for the past few hours. And because it's near a weapons factory, there are concerns that there will be large explosions. Now, many people who we spoke to say that they've already left the area because they're concerned about what might happen, about a potential explosion at the warehouse, at the company, that could lead to a massive destruction in the southern part of the capital. But there are residents who say they cannot leave. They say that they've got elderly people behind that living with them that they can't leave behind. They say that the situation is very hard at the moment. It's quite hot because of the flames and the heat that is coming out of the fire. They say that they're unable to move and there's no water. Civil defense services, which usually can deploy firefighters, is not working because of the ongoing fighting between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army. So there are concerns that in the next few hours, if the fire is not contained, it will eventually engulf residential homes in the area. And should it reach the weapons manufacturing company, there will be a major explosion that could destroy hundreds and hundreds of homes in the southern part of the capital.
Okay, let's hope it doesn't come to that. Thank you so much. That is Heba Morgan for us in Omdurman.